This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on September 15th, 2016. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
We'll turn next to item three on the agenda, which is Reg 2016-03, political party rules. We have Joe Wensinger from the Office of General Counsel to give the presentation, and I am informed this is your first time presenting at the dais. So, you know, no pressure. Big audience, news cameras here broadcasting. And I think Commissioner Goodman may have a series of 20 to 25 interrogatories. We'll make sure that this is a memorable one for you, but welcome to the commission, and pleased to have you here with the commission.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, commissioners. On June 15, 2016, the commission received a petition for rulemaking from the Minnesota Democratic Farmer Labor Party. The petition asked the commission to revise existing rules regarding the use of federal funds to pay for certain activities of state, district, or local committees of a political party. The Office of General Counsel has examined the submission and determined that it qualifies as a petition under 11 CFR 200.2B. Therefore, we have drafted a notice of availability seeking comment on whether the Commission should initiate a rulemaking on the proposal in the petition. Thank you.
Thank you for that presentation. Is there any discussion on this matter? Commissioner Goodman.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. hope springs eternal, and I think that's what this petition represents. A little over 2 years ago, this commission held a forum to hear from state and local political parties. The national parties were represented there too, but I believe the people who participated most vocally were representatives of state and local political parties, Republican, Democratic, and I believe even the Working Families Party of New York was in attendance, and they all expressed concern about how our regulations impact the operation of state and local political parties. And I would just like to highlight for the public some of the material that's been presented to us in this petition by the chairman of the Minnesota Democratic Farmer Labor Party, Mr. Martin, and his counsel, Mr. Reif. This petition lays out a predicate for the concern out there, and it talks about how the state and local political parties play an important role in our democracy by pursuing political goals that a majority of Americans support. And these committees are well situated to perform grassroots political activity in order to support the party's national political and electoral interests, which can help to ensure consistency and cohesion in party goals. While it used to be common practice for state parties to pay for communications featuring candidates from the top to the bottom of the party ticket, these are now largely replaced by single candidate communications, and only when the party is able to allocate their scarce resources to the cause. It goes on to say that state parties have traditionally worked to increase voter turnout through voter contact methods, such as voter registration and get out the vote, and that our regulations have strapped the hands of state and local political parties and limited their ability to perform these functions. The petition strikes a hopeful chord in the end, that following the forum of 2014, they hope that we could reach some bipartisan consensus to help all political parties. And this, I believe, inherently, if we do receive comments and are moved by them, I believe that this, and perhaps in combination with the petition that we've just put out for comment, could form the basis for a comprehensive party rulemaking next year. And so I'm looking forward to hearing the comments in response to this notice of availability. As you know, I do start with opinions about that. We've discussed them, but I'm going to keep an open mind on this petition and look forward to receiving these comments.
Any further discussion? If none, do we have a motion? Mr. Vice Chairman.
I move that the Commission approve agenda document number 16-35-B, draft B.
On that motion, we'll call for the ayes and the nays. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Madam Secretary, that motion carries by a vote of 6-0. Congratulations, Mr. Wensinger, for bringing unanimity to the commission on your first try. So,